Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the kind of high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe. Like vintage-style tees, tough tank tops, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you had a great Tuesday. Fighting through it over here still. I'm fighting through it.
Oh,
don't worry.
Whoa.
There's not any amount of drugs I could not take right now that I would turn down at this point.
Get rid of
this
really?
Situation.
You, Jake?
The Sudafed is not cutting it right now.
You do not seem sick.
Really?
No. I mean, I'm not questioning whether you're sick, but you handle it really well.
I don't.
Better take a COVID test.
Yeah, COVID-19. I'll take one after the show's over.
Yes.
Just for you guys' comfort, clarity.
Okay.
Make you feel safe.
Yes. Sure.
I'll take it for you.
It wouldn't bother me, Jake, if you had COVID right now. Wouldn't face me. Okay. I would not leave the room.
Well, I don't think that I do, but I hope not.
So he's fighting something.
He's fighting things.
Are you got? Are you fighting anything over there, Bill?
I'm a little congested.
Bill Bush.
I'm a little congested. I'm a little congested.
It's just going around.
Mine's more allergy stuff, though.
Is it? Yeah, you're congested.
Yeah, I'm very allergy based person.
You are. Yeah. You've never mentioned that.
Yes, I take an allergy pill every day.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I had no idea.
Also, we had something else from Idle Chit Chat yesterday
from the
number one track athlete ever at Nebraska Wesleyan, and also he runs the Railroad, Mark Schultz, from Argyle. He texts in sometimes, Mark from Argyle.
Okay.
He mentioned how you talked about how tall Scott Miller was.
He's tall.
He is tall.
But then right after that, you mentioned, but he was standing on an incline above me.
He was.
That didn't add up. That didn't add up when someone was standing. He was so tall, but yet he was standing on an incline 2 feet
right
above
over
you.
Here.
That made him even taller.
That was a little concerning. It's like, he's so tall, but he was standing.
Well, he was on top of the incline.
I know. That's the whole point. I know. If he was below the incline and he was still tall, that would have been a little bit more interesting.
But he would be, though.
Yeah.
But it was ridiculous.
Equal height.
I wanted to reposition myself in the conversation.
Miller texted me last night, which I didn't notice. He said when they played Columbus that you were the focal point. He said when they had their scouting meeting. No, true story. When they had their scouting meeting.
Steve Sipple.
They wanted to double you immediately, get the ball out of your hands.
I was struck by how tall he was and that I had to play against him.
I'm telling you, that's what he told me. He said,
it's possible, but yeah. No, I don't. Paul Forsch was their coach.
Yes.
He was very smart, so it is possible.
How possible is getting the ball out of your hand?
Miller freaked me out a little bit. That whole thing freaked me out because you talk about him, and there he is. I'm Scott Miller.
And I'm not wrong, am I?
No.
He looks like he should be the next in some sort of a government situation.
Position of power.
Which he is already.
Lincoln Industries.
He runs Lincoln Industries.
Mayor and governor's next, yes. Though.
They have over 6,000 employees.
It's that. See that right? Is that incline? Right?
No. We know the incline.
We know the incline. We're aware of the incline. That doesn't change the story at all.
Except there's one incline in this entire building.
It's right there.
It's minor.
That's it.
But it is an incline.
Yeah, I would have.
We know where it's at.
Yeah. Has anyone seen Farley?
No.
No, no one's seen Farley.
Farley usually is cleaning on Monday mornings. It didn't happen this week at all. Yeah. We didn't see him Monday or Tuesday. Ooh. So I don't know. Farley was on his show yesterday.
Okay.
So he was in the building.
So someone marked him safe.
But he's not been here cleaning up Monday or Tuesday. It's now Wednesday, Farley. What's happening? What's going on?
We'd also like to mention Ben. Ben is here. The full boat is here. Four.
Young Ben's in the building.
Ben is ready. He's ready.
He's got a t-shirt on. That's odd.
He's ready for hot takes.
Yeah. He'll come out. Now you got. There's been
come out fired.
There's been a power structure change here at the ticket, which has been very odd to me.
What happened, Bill?
Well, before immediately when we got done, Sip went right to the couch. Jake came to here. Then Ben came out to give his takes on everything that was going on. Uh-huh. Now you guys have migrated into. You guys report to Ben now. You guys go in.
You've done that a little bit more. Yeah.
Where's your couch time at?
Yeah, yeah. Time
the couch. Left,
and now
it's
you,
less.
Now you report to Ben. So everything is the power structure has been a
shift. I don't know that I'd call it a power structure. I mean, unless you regard Ben as powerful.
You come to him. He doesn't come to you anymore.
He
holds court.
I probably need to go to the couch more. But I was at the couch yesterday a couple times.
He does walk by you in the press box without saying hi sometimes.
Very
odd. So he's pretty powerful over there.
Yeah. He's
pretty powerful.
Yeah, it's Friday night, Ben. The game's Friday at 7. Yeah. 7
don't,
p.m.
Don't show up on Saturday, Ben. You'll miss the game.
He'll be there.
That'd be a classic. Ben, one day off. Son of a gun. Game was yesterday.
Where were you at, Ben? It was a Friday. That'd be hard. About? High school.
Yeah. That's the kind of stuff you have nightmares about. I missed the game. I had a nightmare about missing a day of work last night. It was really weird.
This is freaking me out. Because my nightmare, which is my constant nightmare, is I'm late for something. And last night, it was the first night of whatever of being. And I don't know what bowl game it was, but I couldn't get to the buses and stuff in time. And I was panicking. I couldn't get there. There was a problem at all times that something kept
fascinating.
We
both had a similar dream. I couldn't find my truck. Yeah. And I couldn't, so I literally couldn't find my truck.
Yeah,
I couldn't get to work.
I woke up exhausted.
That's Inception right there.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Wow. We had the same. Inception. Yeah. What's that mean?
Dream inside a dream, kind of, basically. Okay. You ever seen that movie before? Leonardo DiCaprio in 2009, something like that?
No, that was before Elizabeth. You
were watching it.
Way before
that. That was Cobalt.
That was the Cobalt.
Brad's friend zone.
Probably was.
He had time to go to movies with a bunch of friends.
Why Jake came in? It was very odd that day when you came in and you just said it kind of quick.
Yeah.
I
got friend zoned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it hurt me. I was like, oh, that hurts.
I don't have the audio cut up, but I did send you a clip yesterday from Jesse Palmer. He was calling a Florida Gators game. The loss to who'd they play? To A&M.
33-20.
The game was a blowout, and They panned to a part of the crowd, this student section. There was like one guy with like five girls. He says, I'm going to go and get ahead and guess that guy is in the friend zone right now. He says there's no chance that guy is dating any of those five girls around him.
He was right, probably. He was probably
called that a guy in the friend zone in the stands.
Well, Jesse Palmer would know, right?
Yes, he would.
As what? What is he?
The Bachelor.
Yeah.
He runs The Bachelor now, right?
He's not The Bachelor. He is like the commentator.
He was at one point, though.
Was he?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Okay. He was, yeah. He was
the Bachelor. That's why he's now like in this role, because he's done it before. He's well-known, well-liked.
Well-known in the Bachelor world.
Yes, he
This
Not
is
that
really,
I know. I would
this
never
is
seen
real
that
idle chit chat at this point. You watch the show?
No.
You catch snippets.
I maybe watched an episode once in my life by accident, probably, and that was enough for me.
Yeah.
That was enough. We did confirm before the show that the Dolphin season is over. It's done.
Okay. And I agreed with it.
And Bill,
I agreed.
And Bill, as it, Bill,
100.
Bill said, yep, it's over.
It's interesting.
Tua is on the IR through at least until week 8. They said Monday, no IR. Yesterday, they said, just kidding, he's going on the IR. So he cannot come back until week 8 at the earliest against the Cardinals in Miami.
I thought IR point, was be, 4 games.
I know, but for some reason they said,
it is.
I don't know why, they said week 8. Huh. I believe it's because there's a bye week for the Dolphins. Okay. That would be the fifth
game. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Coming back then.
Season's over and you
Season's
both
over.
You both are in
yeah,
agreement.
Bill agreed.
And Ben's in agreement.
Yeah, well, Skylar Thompson is not good. Not like Tua. That offense needs to have Tua. It revolves around one player, which is dangerous because Skylar Thompson is nowhere near the same type of player as Tua. So it was a fun two games. Actually, it was a fun one game, but we're on to 2025.
Isn't there
Miami.
Something to be said for having the you know, you hear the phrase, a backup we can win with?
I would love to have that.
Don't you want a backup you can win with?
You think it'd be on your to-do list, yes, as a GM.
Yeah.
A lot of teams don't right now. It's not just the Dolphins' problem. A lot of teams do not have reliable backup quarterbacks.
Why?
Dolphins had a quarterback named Matt Moore for a while that was a good backup quarterback. He would replace Tannehill when he had injuries, and he won a lot of games. He was reliable. He was solid. But since then, it's been a bunch of nobodies.
Bill, why is there a dearth of good backup quarterbacks in the NFL?
It's just that hard. Yeah, it's just that difficult. And also, like I said, the number of reps you get, the difference. I mean, when you're the guy.
That's the thing.
I mean, you're not taking the you have so many reps, and it's not, well, we'll just make sure we get a bunch of reps to the backup too. It's like, no, it's we have to be. That's why some of those backups last forever, because they're just so gifted in how to prepare and have themselves ready, and they understand everything that's going on. And some guys are like, well, yeah, he played 14 years in the league. How many games did he start? 4, you know, type of thing.
But he was always ready.
Always ready.
And knew the offense.
Yep.
Knew how to be a pro. Now, we say there's a dearth, yet there's a pretty good quarterback who hasn't been able to crack even a backup, and that's Adrian. So he's just not good enough to be. Maybe it's a right place, right time thing, too. You get to the right franchise. Who was the Missouri quarterback, Chase Daniel, that lasted years
forever.
And years?
About years.
Yeah. 12, 14 years. Like 12 to 14 years. Yeah. He lasted forever.
Chase Daniel must have been that guy that just knew what he was doing.
Matt Flynn was a backup for a long time with the Seahawks and the Packers, too. Mm-hmm. He had that role. But I sent the stats to you guys. I saw this from passing touchdowns through 2 weeks in the NFL.
Yes.
That was remarkable.
It's down a lot. So here's some numbers here. 2019, through the first 2 weeks of the season, 105 passing touchdowns. 2020, 110. 2021, also 110. 2022, 105. Last year, dipped to 86. This year, through 2 weeks, only 68 passing touchdowns in the NFL. Down almost 40 from a couple years ago.
Why?
Another good question. Why are passing touchdowns down in the NFL?
Way down.
Way. This is not 20. This is 40 down. 30 to 40 down.
I just wonder why. I don't know.
I don't think it's not.
Ryan Clark would tell you.
It's not a running back revival, I don't think. I don't think that's what's happening. Maybe
running
it is.
Running back revival.
But I don't know. It's a very odd stat. I thought it was worth mentioning.
Yeah.
I sent it to you guys.
It's worth mentioning.
And we liked it. We mentioned it. Coffee talk.
I appreciate
coffee
that.
I'm drinking coffee right now. We're talking about it.
Yes. So we hit it perfect.
Anything else for idle chit chat?
I'm good.
I'm pretty tapped out.
Okay. All right. Well, tapped out. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Renew. Call or text David at 402-833-3858 or visit renewyourauto.com. They do everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, spray and bed liners, paintless dent repair, and more. Renewyourauto.com or 402-833-3858. Yesterday, Sip, you were at the press conference with Tony White and Marcus Satterfield, the head of Illinois, on Friday.
Yes.
You were there.
Did you ask any questions, Steve?
Good question.
I didn't do a lot of that. Tony White,
yep.
I might have asked him one question, okay. A follow-up type question. Tony White, Jake has sound on him sort of lamenting the tackling near the line of scrimmage against you and I, especially as it pertained to the first drive.
Yes.
Which was a 10-minute drive. 10:08, I think, was the number. Is that right, Ben?
10:08.
Ben, you're a damn sports writer.
16 plays, 62 yards, 10 minutes and 8 seconds was the fact.
All right, yeah.
Where did that end at? What yard line? Do you know?
Yes. Well, the field goal was a Bill.
It's more of a chip shot, right?
It was.
What I was wondering was.
I got the Colorado in that box.
Was there a potential of another first down yet? Because a 10-minute drive,
that's a good point.
That's about as long as humanly possible to have a drive. Just in football, that's a long drive.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, could they have gotten one? I couldn't imagine.
31-yard field goal, Bill.
31. There was another first down or two that could have happened.
Yep.
Imagine that one. How long was the drive?
12 minutes. It was
14 minutes. And that was so what's odd about that is you always say on defense that teams just can't put, which in the end they couldn't. They couldn't put together a drive that long for a score. It's very hard to have to not get a chunk play somewhere in there where it's like, oh no, we just picked up 40 on this play. That's how it happened.
No, you're right.
So that's very difficult to do.
Yeah, it's difficult in part because teams usually get flagged at some point.
Something happens.
Yeah.
You have a negative play
somewhere.
Penalty, something sets it back, and then gets off track.
Here is Tony White on that opening drive from yesterday at the press conference.
No, it was usually you come out with scripts, so it looks like they had a script in there. The biggest thing was the tackling. You know, I mean, there's so many yards after contact, and you know where you're getting them into second and seven, a second and eight. Now they're in second and five, second and four, which leads to third and two, third and three. You know what I mean? So when you go back and look at the tape, you see us making contact or stopping the ball carriers, around the line of scrimmage a lot, you know, for a yard, zero gain, 1 or 2 yards. But then they're just bleeding you, falling forward. We're overrunning the ball. And now a run that goes for 1 yard is now going for 4 and 5. You know what I mean? So
this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Again, great things to not great at the time, but great things to know how to what to improve on and approach from here on out.
That I did ask a question. That question, the original question was, did they catch you off guard with something? Did it? Because that was the
timeout. That's a really good question.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a really good question.
God bless
he's
you.
He's the writer of the year for a reason.
He's the writer of the year. That
just jumped at me right there. I did. It jumped out.
The question was,
he was prepared, Ben. Who, what, when, where, why?
Yeah, the question was, did they do something that had you on your heels schematically? And he said, no, wasn't that. I wondered. Now, here's where you come in. Would you admit that as a coordinator if they had you on your heels with something that they surprised you with?
You may not have said on your heels because they have been prepared for all formations all throughout camp and all those things. But let's just say Northern Iowa came out and the first series was all empty. You'd been caught off guard, but you'd be off guard. Yeah. All of a sudden, you're playing a team. You're playing Michigan last year, and all of a sudden, they're in five wides.
Right.
And the whole first, you'd be like,
right. What the hell are we doing?
We know how to play against this, but this was not what we were expecting. Mm-hmm. And so, but that's a hard part. Yes, you always, but the preparation that you have through camp, and a lot of things are hit on in preparation that you, like, I would tell my players, guys, we're going to revert back to this, and I'll say, like, hey, remember August 14th when we covered this? Because you don't get it covered at all. There's too many things.
See, that's an interesting part of football.
There's certain things you say, hey, we're going to cover this. They got to be able to revert back to, okay, I know what's going on.
Some guys surely can't do that.
They're not all coaching are the same. So don't think that, like I said, I've been to tons of stuff here recently and just watched some practices and different things. I'm like, okay. These guys are better at it. I can just tell these guys there that I can tell from top down that these guys are better at what's going on.
I just know as an athlete, if you said September 1, okay, you got to go back to August 14th when we worked on this, I'd be like, oh boy. Yeah. Okay, Jake, the reason that's informative in part is because Illinois is not, they don't have, do I say Illinois right? Illinois.
You said Illinois. And I'm going to say that's wrong.
Stop.
I'm just going to go right now.
Why would you do that?
I'm just going to say Illinois is not right.
No.
Illinois. That's like David.
Seven
okay,
over
anyway.
Here?
Yeah.
Illinois. God, I'm saying it.
Say it again.
Illinois.
Illinois.
Is always silent.
Huh.
It's like Louisville.
Okay.
Louisville.
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 Yeah. It's informative in part because, like you and I, Illinois has some big backs. I mean, Caden Feagan is their best back. 6'3", 250.
You're enthralled with this guy. You were detailing him yesterday.
I think I was detailing Josh McCray yesterday.
No, you went with this. You went with Feagan.
Josh
you talked
McCray.
About his size.
Josh McCray is 6'1", 235. Feagan's their best back. Now, he hasn't had a great year, but he's not bad.
He had 10 carries for 25 yards last year.
Right. He's not great. But they're big. And then they come in with a guy named Khalil Valentine, who's their like a speed guy. He's still 5'11", 190. So we're in the Big Ten now, baby. I mean, and if you look at their receivers, big dudes. Big dudes. And this is what I always say. In the Big Ten, you don't trot out little guys. And they don't, boy. Pat Bryant, 6'3", 200. Colin Dixon, 6'1", 210. Malik Elzey, 6'2", 215. That's what they should look like. And there they are.
A simple type receiver right there.
Yeah.
Simple approved.
I'm serious. Okay.
Now, where will you stand during warmups? Are you down at the Illinois side, I'm assuming?
Bill, I haven't been going down. I watch from the press box.
Why would you not go down?
Energy.
It's an
conserving energy.
So you just report right in to see what the food is in the press box.
Yeah. Conserving energy. I can watch from above.
Yeah. I'd want to be down, I think.
Do you bring binoculars?
Sean goes down.
I'd want to be
binoculars.
I've spent all my time on the opponent's sideline. That's where I would.
Okay, now here's the deal, Bill. Now here's the deal. The sideline is out of control before the game. So it's hard to get, you get stopped a lot. There's just not, I just get distracted. You know, if it was
this,
just.
This is because you're a personality.
No, it's not.
Yeah, people are talking to you.
Because I'm an old man and I know people.
People are talking to you.
So, no, it's not that. It's really packed. It's really packed. So, no,
It's one of the new trends. It not only trends, this has been going for quite some time. LSU, we had it also, but it's at Nebraska. You name it, different places. Everyone, people always go, hey, how about a sideline pass? I want a sideline pass for the game. It's like, no. What they do is they give out sideline passes for the pregame.
Yeah.
That's why the pregame is so packed. And then once the teams go in, they got to clear out.
Clear out.
Everybody's got to go. That's
God,
why
it's packed at Nebraska. Yeah. Oh, God.
It was mayhem at LSU.
Was it?
I'd request 15 to 20 a game, and I'd get them all. All my friends were all on the sideline for the pregame. And it was literally, there was times you had to go over during DB warmups and say, please, we got to have some room.
So you do understand to a certain extent.
Yeah, I've seen that that mayhem before, yes.
Oklahoma was, oh, God. I mean, it was, you couldn't even move.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's why. What else did he say?
Well, here was Tony White on what needs to be cleaned up on the defensive side in general.
Okay.
This is from yesterday in the press conference, Tony White.
Well, it's tackles, and then there's more missed assignments this game. You know, when we go back and count, and that's on me. Whenever you got too many missed assignments from different levels, all three levels, then that's on the coordinator, period. There ain't no running from that. So it's maybe tried to do too much with all the different looks that they were given and all that kind of stuff. So then eliminated some things and go back to, hey, let's go back to training camp. Let's make sure we know exactly what we're supposed to do so we can do it at a high level and perform.
For people that are driving through on the interstate listening to us.
I-80. Hello. Good morning. Good morning.
Wondering what Nebraska's defensive coordinator is talking about, this massive struggle. Nebraska gave up 3 points against you and I. 3 points.
And 20 points through three games on the whole year.
Yeah, there's not a massive struggle going on, but we're in nitpick mode. Can you transfer to Satterfield?
I can.
Marcus Satterfield and sort of the challenge that Dylan would face. Is there anything like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Here is Marcus Satterfield on Dylan Raiola from yesterday.
I think we just talk about it. I think it's something that you have to experience. I don't think really any words I could give him would have you prepared for what it's going to feel like to go, you know, play a Big Ten game and then play a stretch of Big Ten games. So I think that's just a layer of development that we're going to have to go through with all those freshmen, in the coming weeks.
Bill has talked about this, and I don't know that there is sound. I don't know if he can locate it. Bill talked about it, and then it was talked about yesterday, that a lot of Dylan's reads in this game will occur post-snap. Post-snap.
In this upcoming game?
Yeah.
I got that.
In this game, because of how Aaron Henry, how well he disguised.
Which he's changed up on, because they, like I said, they were man. Now they're doing more different change-ups. So there's a lot of different, and usually it's you're seeing the corners. I mean, not the corners, you're seeing the safeties on a potential rotation, if they drop down. And it really comes back down to one high, two high. It's not so much zone man. It's more of the one high, two high. And two high is going to be a version of halves or a version of quarters with what they're doing. But you don't see a lot of two during control downs.
Too high?
Cover two. Because this in the run game, it's not very you're short a man in the run game. And so Nebraska runs the ball, diligently. So you don't want, if they're staying in a too high look, even in quarters, which is a too high look, and the safeties now can be involved in the run game. In general, if the safety is the lone guy making the tackle, it's usually second and four. You know, it's the type of thing. Second and four.
Okay.
And so they'll always see more one high. Where it changes some on third down, everything changes. All of a sudden it's third and eight, and it could be going from one thing to a different look, so that can change up.
What did you have?
I do. I got the sound from Marcus Satterfield on the challenge that this guy's from the defense break.
And, yeah, Aaron Henry presents some challenges.
Here's more, Satterfield on that.
It's impossible to figure out what they're like in coverage. It's all going to happen post-snap. They do an unbelievable job. I'm not going to get into the details, but there's certain things that you can usually do to get a certain type. Like if it's a man coverage or a zone coverage with these guys, you can't. They're older guys that they've played a lot of football, so they can do a little bit more. But all the identification of coverages is going to have to happen after the ball snap, which is really hard.
Yeah, that'll be a challenge for the young quarterback. I think the world changes a little bit when you get into the Big Ten. And they rank third in the nation, Illinois does, in passes intercepted. They have 6 interceptions already. So they're doing a good job that way. 6 interceptions already, 5th nationally in turnovers gained with 9. That's 3 fumble recoveries and 6 picks.
The interceptions, which, again, have not seen the film, but it speaks to more zone coverage. We always talked about myself and George Darlington, which will be together at Holy Ghost.
Nice. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
You are driving him.
I'm driving George. I'm picking George up. He called me yesterday.
To Holy Ghost. I think you need to be there about 6:30 dinner, which I love.
And I gave him a time to leave, and George said, let's leave earlier.
So George said,
making the shots.
I said, how about we bust out about 5:15?
No, let's a little earlier. So we're going a little earlier.
Still in charge. George says no.
So man-to-man coverage is pass incompletion defense. It's not pass interception.
Listen to this stuff, Jake.
And so the reason is because you're playing man coverage on your guy. So you don't have vision on the ball. There's times you'll have vision on the ball. Now the middle of the field player or someone else could. They could be playing a version of man, which is 2 man, which is 2 high safeties and man under. That can give you some vision on the ball. But for the most part, you have to teach your players, hey, man coverage is pass incompletion defense. That's what that is. It's like, well, I'm trying to make a play in the ball. Well, that's great. See where your receiver's at, about 10 yards off the field. You know, how'd that go for you?
Mm-hmm.
So eye violations can come into it. So that's what it means. There must be playing a bit more zone because that's when you see tip ball interceptions and more different things that can happen for you in that area.
Interesting. So why would teams play more man and sort of give up the possibility of a lot of interceptions?
Well, a lot of things. First of all, in most zones, you have it's every route you want to run, unless you're playing press quarters, is available to the corner, to the wide receiver on the outside. So one advantage you have in college football, you have to understand, is that you can have hands on the receiver physically all the way until the ball's thrown. Yeah. NFL is only for 5 yards.
And that's why you want to play man.
So you want to play man. So the advantage of college football is you want to put hands on people as much as you can to disrupt routes.
Yeah, and that's
also,
why you play,
and then we
man.
Always have the talk of free access throws. In zone, there's always a free access throw somewhere. And so it's 3rd and 4. You can't play free access defense. You have to be able to play man defense like that. Because 3rd and 4 and they hit a pass for 5 yards, right. It's like, yeah, okay, that's okay. No, it's not. It's 3rd down.
Mm-hmm. Key question for you. You're a receiver.
Yes.
Okay, now as a basketball player, I think most basketball players, their eyes light up when they see zone. I hated it when, like, okay, Gadowski's going to cover me for 40 minutes now. This is going to be great, and he's going to be man-to-man all the time. Great, wonderful. No, I want to see Fremont in his zone. As a receiver, do you want to see zone or man?
You have your both. You have a skill set. Some people love the matchup because sometimes they're big bodies and they can do some things. But in the end, for me, zone. Zone heavy. Crafty and find my spot. Right. Remember, I thought about this again like that. It was like, played for 5 years, redshirted a year, played for 4. I was never open. Not one time was I ever like, I'd come back.
You couldn't even get open in the zone?
I'd come back and Savota would say like that, hey, were you open on that? Not really.
You couldn't find a spot to lie.
I'd find some spots. But
they just weren't looking for it.
I wasn't really the lead guy. I was in there more of the, stock block, stuff like that. I didn't even get to go to 7-on-7. I told you that. But I was never open for 4 years. That was crazy. Damn it.
But you had 1 touchdown, though.
I did. Yeah, I did have
you weren't open, but you can.
I wasn't open. I needed everything. All I did was, man, Bush can catch contested balls. I had to. That's all I had. Every time.
They're all contested.
Every ball was contested.
No separation.
No separation. 0.
Damn it.
1 touchdown.
4 years of no separation.
Damn it.
Practice get over, I'd be exhausted.
Yeah, if you saw an athletic corner, oh boy. Okay, Jake. What else caught your fancy?
I think that was really the gist of it from yesterday.
Yeah. It was a little, there wasn't a Sean.
Wasn't a ton.
A Sean Callaway. Oh, we got to get to Sean.
We do. That's why we get to break.
Oh, wow. Get to him.
Sean.
Well, yes. Get to Sean. Before that, I know you appear hungry over there.
Why do you? You look famished. Yeah.
Did you eat yesterday?
Unhealthy.
Did you eat yesterday?
I did.
Well, maybe you should go to some brunch at Early Bird at 19th and K.
The Bird.
Breakfast, brunch, lunch. Yeah. 19th and K. Free parking. Lots of it. Breakfast burritos. They've got chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered.
Yeah. Smothered in gravy. A variety of pancakes. And of course,
ladle.
The world famous
hash holes.
Hash holes. Hash holes.
Why would you not want that?
I don't know.
19th and K.
I can't answer that question.
Get there today. It's a beautiful place, Early Bird. Also in Omaha and in Iowa.
Is there any way we can track down the person that called in a 1620?
We can. And said, Greg has the sound.
Greg has the sound.
Yeah. Send it to us.
Missing Tooth that? Greg has the sound. He played it for me this morning. Yeah. It's fascinating. Yeah. The guy nailed it.
It's also fascinating that Missing Tooth Greg called you and said I was listening to another radio station.
Yeah, what's that, Greg? Come on.
There's a lot.
Come on, Greg. When we come back, Sean Callahan, Early Break on the Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.